presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business.
March 20, 11 o'clock America New York, Saudi Aramco ramps up investment to boost production. The state energy firm Saudi Aramco said it would increase investment after profits more than doubled in 2021.
BBC News Business.
March 20, 11 o'clock America New York, Saudi Aramco ramps up investment to boost production. The state energy firm Saudi Aramco said it would increase investment after profits more than doubled in 2021.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 20, 10 o'clock America New York, how sensitive are your stocks to interest rates? It's time to find out. As central banks start lifting borrowing costs from near zero, profitless startups are certain to suffer more than telecom companies. For everything in between, investors should learn to look at stocks as if they were bonds.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 20, 10 o'clock America New York. Sorry, investors, you can't buy the dip anymore. There are reasons you might be tempted to buy the dip, but investors can't count on the Federal Reserve to help them out.
Armstrong Economics. March 20, 9:31 America New York. Comments and free markets. Comment number 1. Well, at least I got the decline accelerating in the ruble correct, and thanks to your models knew the war and commodity cycles were turning up. Getting the fundamentals correct ahead of time is a work in progress and definitely not easy.
Wall Street Journal US Business. March 20, 9:27 America New York, Canadian Pacific Railway work stoppage threatens new supply chain snarl. The railway has been in negotiations and mediation since September with the union, and it denied the union's claim that it had initiated a lockout.
Daily FX Market News.
March 20, 8 o'clock America New York, S&P 500 forecast. Post-Fed rally leads to break of monthly opening range. The improvement in risk appetite may keep the S&P 500 index afloat over the coming days as the Federal Reserve appears to be in no rush to wind down its balance sheet. Wall Street Journal Markets.
March 20, 8 o'clock America New York. Russia's push for self-sufficient economy fails before Western sanctions. Building Fortress Russia was supposed to protect the country from sanctions. It is still highly dependent on imports. BBC News Business.
March 20, 7:50 America New York, P&O ferry sackings were appalling, says Sunak. The government is examining the legality of the ferry firm's actions, the chancellor confirms.
BBC News Business.
March 20, 7:50 America New York, P&O ferries sackings were appalling, says Sunak. The government is examining the legality of the ferry firm's actions, the chancellor confirms.
Global economy.
March 20, 7:31 America New York, Rishi Sunak hints at fuel duty cut in spring statement. Chancellor warns that days of higher UK public spending are over.
Marginal revolution.
March 20, 7:25 America New York, shut-ins. Millions of people continue to curtail work and social activities for fear of COVID, and they apparently have no plans to change their behavior. NY Times. Throughout the pandemic, many people in the United States desperately hoped for an end to mask wearing, isolation from friends and coworkers, and 6 feet of social distance.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
March 20, 7 o'clock America New York, manufacturers work to cut ties to Russia. Russian-linked motorcycle and cable makers in the U.S. seek alternate routes and supplies to keep doing business.
Digital finance.
March 20, 6 o'clock America New York, can GoTo rescue the SE Asian fintech IPO? GoTo is about to go public in the wake of disastrous IPOs by peers Grab and Bukalapak. The post, can GoTo rescue the SE Asian fintech IPO? Appeared first on digital finance.
New York Times Business.
March 20, 5 o'clock America New York, the lies Putin tells to justify Russia's war on Ukraine. The Kremlin has used a barrage of increasingly outlandish falsehoods to prop up its overarching claim that the invasion of Ukraine is justified. President Vladimir V.
Marginal revolution. March 20, 1:04 America New York. Do Americans really want full daylight savings time? But in exchange for later sunsets, people have to be okay with dark mornings. And that's not a universally popular trade-off. Americans actually experimented with permanent daylight saving time starting in January 1974, and it didn't go well. Marginal Revolution, March 20th, 028 America, New York, the Ukrainian economist who is fighting the Russians with logistics. This Bloomberg piece by Scott Duke Co-Miners is an interview with the heroic Timofey Mylovanov. He is an economist, formerly of the University of Pittsburgh, who is organizing many of the logistics in Ukraine and also running the Kyiv School of Economics. I am honored to know Timofey. Here is one bit of a much broader story.
Armstrong Economics,
March 20th, 001 America, New York, Ukraine, the key to WWIII. Question. Mr. Armstrong, I remember you had a Ukrainian girlfriend who attended the WEC in Berlin back in 2015. Obviously, you have ties to Ukraine and have an inside view of their feelings and culture.
Armstrong Economics,
March 20th, 001 America, New York, https://www.armstrongeconomics.com/?p=143896. Question. Mr. Armstrong, I remember you had a Ukrainian girlfriend who attended the WEC in Berlin back in 2015. Obviously, you have ties to Ukraine and have an inside view of their feelings and culture.
Daily FX Market News, March 20th, 00 America, New York, crude oil forecast. Headlines hit prices, but oil is structurally underpinned for now. Crude oil recovered ground going into the weekend as supply concerns re-emerge and the war goes on. Have markets seen a base for WTI?
Daily FX Market News,
March 19th, 1500 America, New York, gold price forecast. Road ahead remains tough absent Ukraine tensions, eyes on Powell. The road ahead for gold prices remains tough absent escalating Ukraine tensions due to a rising interest environment. All eyes are on a slew of FedSpeak that includes Chair Jerome Powell.
Global Economy,
March 19th. 1400 America, New York, food price rises are inevitable as sanctions bite. UK consumers will face shortages and even higher bills unless ministers help the food and drink industry control costs.
Wall Street Journal US Business,
March 19th, 9 o'clock America, New York, Howard Schultz seeks new start with Starbucks baristas. The longtime Starbucks leader, returning amid a unionization push, needs to please shareholders while also trying to win over employees.